Well, they might be old and mouldy or big and salty. They might also come with a cute name like Drunken Nanny Black Tie or Grinning Gecko, Cumin and Garlic. Their creators are falling over each other to be the best in the highly competitive boutique cheese market. They're lining up at the cheese industry's premier competition in Auckland this weekend. Eric Frickberg reports.
Forget tasty or mild or even that kilo of Edam on special at Pack and Save. New Zealand's boutique cheesemakers have a far better treat in store for you.
New Zealand cheese has every style, every milk type, buffalo milk, goat's milk, cow's milk, sheep's milk and deer milk. And then you can go through the different styles, Italian, soft curd, white mould, semi-hard. And then the blues.
That's the Auckland cheese distributor James Thomas in his element, surrounded on all sides by weird and wonderful cheeses. About 300 of them have been entered in this weekend's New Zealand Champions of Cheese Awards in Auckland. One of the many producers vying for awards is Amanda Goodman, who makes cheese from goat's milk under the label Drunken Nanny from her farm near Martinborough.
Everybody puts a slightly different edge on what they're making. For us, it's our fresh cheeses, and we've tried to use quirky names that go along with the Drunken Nanny. And everybody has their own little personal touch.
The weekend's judges will be divided into seven groups who'll produce a sort of shortlist from which the overall winner will be chosen. The head judge is an Australian, Russell Smith, whose job, he says, is pretty challenging.
It's not an easy task because there's a lot of candidates for the winner. I've been the master judge here for 12 years now. And consistently we see world-standard cheeses that are competing at the top end here. So it's stiff competition.
Like good wine, cheese has long held a special place in food culture and has inspired many a great quote.
I cook with cheese and sometimes add food to it.
How can you govern a country which has 246 varieties of cheese?
Give me a good sharp knife and a good sharp cheese and I'm a happy man.
Cheese is milk's leap towards immortality.
For the chief judge of the weekend's competitions, Russell Smith, cheese has indeed been a lengthy love affair, one that shows no sign of waning.
I surprise myself at age 70, I'm still as passionate about it as ever. From here, I'm heading straight to Wisconsin for the World Cheese Championship contest, and that's 3,600 cheeses there. But no, I never get sick of it. I'm always interested in what the industry is doing. And, I'm looking forward to the weekend here.
Last year's winner was a Gouda, but there's no guarantee that it'll win again. With such a huge field of competitors, this is one contest that's not worth betting on. For Morning Report, Eric Frickberg.